The number of children used to vary quite a bit, because the forestry employees maybe would come for a year or a couple of years, right, and then they'd move on. And the same sometimes with some of the farm workers, the shepherds. They might not stay very long. So sometimes would be, maybe nearly 20 children there. Right. And other times we're down to 11 or something. And in the winter time, there was a big coal fire again, and Ellen had there was a great big metal fire guard, and we'd move all the desks round the fire. And if you weren't very good at maybe sums or things, then you had to sit at the back away from the fire. So
yeah, what incentive to get good at maths.
Yes, and the desk that Ellen used was a real old-fashioned teacher's desk up on a little platform in the corner of the room.
Oh, right.
And she could sit up there and survey everybody and keep an eye on them.
Yeah. So that was one teacher in one room
teacher.
For
mm-hmm.
age 5 to...
5 to 12.
12, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you both went to Blairgowrie High School, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that similar times, or was that...
Same age, same year, I think.
Yeah, we were in the same
right.
class.
Oh, really? Right, yeah. So you would go down and up, like, do you say you left school at 16?
I left at 16, yeah.
Or when did you leave
school? I left at the end of 6th year, I was 17.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was quite a journey. It was Arthur Melville's bus.
Mm-hmm. Been there.
With the slatted seats.
Yeah, we were talking about how they would put like messages on, like mail, was that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything would go on.
And chickens. I remember one.
Chickens. That's a corroborated story right there. That means
that
it actually happened.
That was wonderful.
See, the bus, I told you it was an ex army bus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, originally. It had just wooden seats, wooden slats in the seats. But he modernised it latterly and got proper bus seats on it, you know, upholstered seats. But it started off with just wooden slatted seats in it.
I had pigtails.
Right.
And they used to tie my pigtails to the slatted seats. And everybody would do it when we got into Blair, nearly into Blairgowrie.
Yeah.
And everyone would pile off the bus and I'd be left to untie my pleats. And of course that meant I would be last up the road to the school, and sometimes the school gates would be closed, and the janitor, he was known as Whee,
right.
He was a horrible little man,
and
had to wait until he came and unlocked the gates, and then you could get in. And then of course you had to go up to the headmaster to report that you were late, or if you didn't report it, your teacher did,
mm-hmm.
Which wasn't very pleasant.
Yeah, no, I can imagine.